The Senate began debate last night on a proposal that could require better gas mileage of the average vehicle. Lawmakers are getting a little help in making their decision thanks to ads paid for by proponents and opponents of higher mileage standards. The ads are designed to provoke a last-minute blitz of phone calls and letters to senators. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Right now, the average car gets about 27 miles per gallon. The average light truck gets about 21. Environmental groups say the only way that average will climb is if the government sets a mandate. This week, these groups have their first chance in years to get that mandate, the Senate Energy Bill, which might include a measure that would increase the average to 36 miles per gallon for all vehicles by 2015. So the environmental lobby is hauling out their big gun, Robert Redford.
What would you say about a plan that gives Americans safer, more fuel-efficient cars and reduces our dependence on foreign oil?
Robert Redford's ad for the Natural Resources Defense Council is homespun and lean on facts. It doesn't mention the fact that even though fuel economy has improved since the first government mandate in the 1970s, U.S. dependence on foreign oil has increased. This ad aired in Wisconsin. It urges dairy staters to lean on their senators so they'll vote for the plan that would require better average fuel economy.
In the next few days, Senators Kohl and Feingold will make a choice between two plans, one that guarantees better gas mileage and another backed by special interest lobbyists that does not.
This ad baldly states that the technology exists today to make cars get better mileage. Car makers don't really deny this is true, but they say that Americans cannot get these increases in efficiency without sacrifices. To meet higher standards, the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers insists they'll have to flood the market with a lot of smaller vehicles, cars that won't have the heft to survive an accident, cars that Americans may refuse to buy. And to push that point, car makers have enlisted the support of the typical busy family.
I don't want to get into a political thing about it.
It's not a political thing.
Well, sure it is. The government wants to take away my SUV.
Here, the level-headed female head of the household raises the specter of government bureaucrats ripping the car keys out of the hands of recreation-loving Americans. She ends her plea with a catechism meant to show that Americans love gas guzzlers for a good reason.
Well, but they say, you know, who needs bigger vehicles?
Oh, only builders, mechanics, families, farmers, small business, the entire tourism and travel industry, the military, park services, me, your dad.
Environmental groups were shocked that the auto industry was tailoring the facts to suit their own purposes. So the National Environmental Trust has been plastering CNN with this march through the history of the debate over fuel standards.
Make our cars average 35 miles per gallon? Chrysler says, no, can't be done. Of course, in the 70s, Chrysler said the fuel economy rules would mean no cars bigger than a subcompact. GM said emissions controls could stop auto production. Ford said even safety requirements like headrests would kill their business.
A barrage of ads is not unusual before a big vote in Congress, but these spots do show that some things have changed since September 11th. Only since the terror attacks have environmental groups backed their appeal for better fuel standards with a call for energy independence. A vote on raising fuel standards could occur today. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.